Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
LG and Samsung will both unveil next week's cell phones that you definitely don't want to keep in your pocket. They've developed prototype handsets that are recharged by solar panels built into the case. Samsung's phone is called Blue Earth and is a touchscreen model with rounded corners designed to look like a well-rounded pebble, according to Samsung. LG didn't release much information about its prototype phone, but images from the company show what appears to be a version of its KF750 secret handset with, like the Samsung phone, solar cells covering the rear of the phone's case. Microsoft is crying foul over recent comments made by an Adobe executive that Silverlight has fizzled as a competitor to Adobe's Flash. In his blog, Tim Sneath, director of the Windows and Silverlight technical evangelism team, accused Adobe Executive Vice President and CFO Mark Garrett of quote-unquote living in a fantasy world if he thinks that Silverlight adoption is waning. Sneath was responding to comments Garrett made when answering a question about Silverlight and the competitive landscape at the Thomas Wiesel Partners Technology and Telecom Conference 2009 in San Francisco on Tuesday. In his comments, confirmed Thursday by an Adobe representative, Garrett said Silverlight adoption was strong when the technology was right out of the gate, but has tapered off in the past 6 to 9 months. China Unicom is reportedly sending top executives to meet with Apple in the U.S. next month, as rumors that the operator plans to bring the iPhone to China gain steam. China Unicom executives are going to the U.S. to negotiate with Apple over the introduction of the iPhone, and are likely to set a release date, according to a report carried by Sina.com, citing knowledgeable sources. China Unicom plans to launch WCDMA 3G services in May. In recent months, Apple had been rumored to be holding talks with China Mobile Communications, the country's largest mobile operator, about selling the iPhone in China. But those talks were always a long shot due to technological and business reasons, and lately rumors have been circulating that China Unicom is talking to Apple about selling the iPhone. ASUS Tech Computer plans to offer fewer versions of its EPC netbooks this year to avoid confusion and lower production costs. The company, which pioneered the netbook phenomenon with the EPC, put out over 20 different versions of the device last year, with different names such as the EPC S101, EPC 1000H, EPC Surf, and more. This year will be different for ASUS Tech. The company will simplify the production and marketing of the EPC by reducing the number of models, CEO Jerry Shen said at an investors' conference in Taipei on Thursday. Although last year's EPC strategy gave users a much wider range of choices, it didn't help ASUS Tech fight off competition from newcomers. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.